Scattered storms by afternoon, the high 92. I'm James Spann on the ABC 3340 Weather Center on Tide 100.9. It's 85 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
The Gary Harris Show. You see him host Tide or Insider TV. Crimson Tide Kickoff. Play-by-play for Alabama sports and sports director for WVUA 23. It's time for the Gary Harris Show on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
All right, good morning, everybody. Welcome into the Gary Harris Show for this Wednesday, July 16th, 2025, or otherwise known as Alabama Day. It's Bama Day at SEC Media Days. Everybody else take a back seat. I'm sorry, Texas. I'm sorry, Tennessee. I'm sorry, Georgia, even though it's in Atlanta. I don't care. I'm sorry for everybody else. Alabama is still the headliner at SEC Media Days. Always has been. And I feel like as long as I'm alive, always will be. And it is Bama Day today, and we've got you covered. We know that Kalen DeBoer spoke just a little while ago. I got my time messed up yesterday. I was, because it's Eastern time in Atlanta, and I was looking at 9:05 for Kalen DeBoer, and I was all excited, saying we're going to be able to take Kalen DeBoer live. But 8:05 Central, obviously. But Wimp and Barry were able to take him live. But we are going to bring you his media session. We're going to play that for you at 10 this morning. We are going to play that at 10, and because I want to get that on. Or we might even do it at 9:45 if I can keep, you know, if I can stay on time and hit Matt on time for the NASCAR segment. But we want to definitely play his comments again. He's the Alabama head coach. He spoke to the media. We're going to have it for you this morning. But we got a lot of other things on tap as well. I'm Gary Harris. We got Reed Karch back in the house this morning. He'd been not feeling well yesterday, although he did make it into the TV station yesterday afternoon. Of course, Chase Brumfield right alongside as well. We're with you until 11 a.m. And before we do anything else, I'm just going to tell you, it's one of those mornings. I texted Chase. Chase, I guess you got it. The lineup tweeted out. Yeah, thank you. I got an email last night at the radio station, and I'll just read it to you because it caused me some confusion this morning, and I don't need any confusion on my schedule. My schedule's tight. Gary, hey, man, I host a sports radio show in Portland, Oregon on the home of the Ducks. Now, I won't say the station, but, you know, go on. But, good, you know, anyway, ask me if I could be on, if I could hop on at 9:30 Eastern. Talk SEC Media Days, Bama Year 2, under DeBoer, your feelings on the SEC hierarchy and the SEC Big 10 conference rivalry. We'd love to have you. And I said, sure. 9:30 Eastern is 8:30 Central, right? My show's in not until 9. So I'm waiting on the call, and it doesn't come. So I go back, and I look at the email again. You may remember this. I got this last night at work. I'm busy getting ready for the 10 o'clock show. And he said 9:30 Eastern. He did say 7:30 Pacific, which is 9:30 Central. But the first thing I saw was 9:30 Eastern. And I thought, because SEC Media Days are in Atlanta, that he was talking in terms of Eastern time. And so anyway, long story short, he texted me a little while earlier and said, are you just checking to make sure that you're still good to go? I said, hey, Brian, I think we got our wires crossed. The email said 9:30 Eastern. I'm sorry, but I'm on the air from 9 to 11 Central. So he texted me back and said, yeah, it was his fault. But in the meantime, I was waiting on that call, trying to squeeze that in before I drove into the radio station, and waited around, didn't get it, got in the car. Then he's texting me. I'm trying to text him back. You know, it hit me last night after Chase emailed me. And again, I didn't get to see Chase's email that, you know, DeBoer was going to be at 8:05 Central, so I wouldn't have him live, which was disappointing. I think after I put it on the promo that we had him live for today. So, and then they're doing the, you know what I'm talking about on 359, the sweeper thing. So they close off two lanes of traffic, which means, you know what that means, it pushes everybody into one lane. So that's when I texted Chase and said, you know, you better tweet the lineup out because I don't know if I'm going to make it in by 9. You know, so it's just, let me retweet it. In fact, it's just been, crazy, but I'm here now, and everything's good. And let's see, let me find the line. There it is. I'll retweet that out because Chase got it tweeted out. So let me go ahead and run that down to you. We're going to stay with our normal lineup, although we are going to get Kalen DeBoer in. We are going to talk SEC Media Days. We are going to take phone calls. But we got Matt Coulter on NASCAR at 9:30. Now my times are all screwed up. And we got Larry the Music Man at 10:30. And Larry the Music Man is going to feature an Alabama artist this morning. She's actually going to call in with us, Carrie Lane. So we're looking forward to that, and we'll have that ready to go. But and Larry's texted me quite a bit about the show today. Larry, if you're listening and you hadn't got responses, believe me, I would have responded if I could have. It's been hectic. You know, yesterday I got four people in Atlanta. I got SEC Media Days coverage every day. Reed was up there yesterday afternoon. We had Tider Insider TV. I'm trying to coordinate live shots for both the news and for Tider Insider TV. I've got my student staff in there trying to help produce Tider Insider TV. I want to run with Rodney Ward to grab a bite to eat after Tider Insider. I get back, I got to do the 10. So if I hadn't gotten back to anybody, that's why. Okay, just so you'll know, I've been covered up. So anyway, I'm here sometimes, and Reed and Chase, right before we went on, were asking me, you know, about the schedule. Normally it's not an issue. I choose to do it. I'm not complaining. I love it. But going every day from about 8:15 to 11 o'clock at night sometimes does wear you out, particularly if I don't sleep well. And this has been one of those weeks. I don't know if it's because I got so much on my mind, but I've been waking up prematurely every night. And, you know, this today it was about 4 and couldn't really go back to sleep. So if I sound a little bit tired, if I sound a little bit of raspiness in my voice, a little bit of aggravation, I just want to tell everybody why up front, so you will know. All right, this hour of the Gary Harris Show is being brought to you by Alabama Credit Union, member-owned and not-for-profit. It really is just a better way of banking. I encourage you to find out more about your trusted partner for financial success by going to alabamacu.com. That's alabamacu.com, Alabama Credit Union. Loans for real life. Some rules and restrictions do apply. See if you're eligible for membership. Then join today and feel good about your money. And put a little extra change in your pocket. All right, before we talk tons of football and take phone calls, which we will do, let's take a look at not much going on with the All-Star break, but we did have the All-Star game last night, and I was sitting there at the TV station, Reed and Chase and listeners, and I'm like, what does the National League have to do to win a game lately in the All-Star game? You're up 6-0? 6-0? And you can't hold the lead in a National League ballpark, which means you got the last at bat. Well, I'll tell you what they had to do to win an All-Star game. They had to go to a swing-off. I'd never heard of that one. But they don't want to play extra innings in an All-Star game anymore. You run out of pitching. So you do a thing. You have three batters from the American League, three batters from the National League. Each guy gets three swings, and whoever hits the most home runs wins. You know, maximum home runs would be 9, okay? Minimum home runs would be 0. Well, anyway, the American League had a 4-3 lead going to Kyle Schwarber. And all he did was hit 3 home runs. I think that was right. Yeah, because I know maybe it was 3-2. Whatever, the American League had a lead. And Schwarber hit 3 home runs, and then the next guy for the American League didn't hit any, and who was it, Reed, was the last hitter for the National League? The Mets first baseman. What's his name?
Pete Alonso?
Pete Alonso. Yeah, he was the last guy scheduled to bat for the National League. He didn't even have to bat. So Schwarber, who didn't get a hit in the All-Star game, was named the MVP. But that was impressive. And that kind of pressure, hitting 3 home runs with 3 swings. So the National League, the score was a tie, 6-6. Yeah, it was 4-3. The tiebreaker was 4-3. So the American League was up 3-1 is what it is. They were up 3-1, but the National League still had two batters left, Schwarber and Alonso, but Schwarber hit all three of his to go up 4-3. I can't remember who the American League hitter was, but he didn't hit any, and it was over. So the National League gets the win, even though the game was actually a tie. This is All-Star baseball. This is modern baseball for you. So 6-6 was the score. NL wins the swing-off tiebreaker 4-3. They win the All-Star game. I think it's only their second win in like the last 12 or 13 All-Star games. And that's really, outside of SEC Media Days, the only thing that's going on other than NBA Summer League basketball and WNBA. So you're caught up. It's 9:16 here. Listen, Ragged Glory. Listen, Pat. You guys hold tight because you're going to get on the air on the other side. Matt Coulter on NASCAR at 9:30, and I'm going to take a victory lap. Matt called me, texted me last night. I said, I guess we'll talk about Shane Van Giesbergen. And I said, no, we'll never mention him. Just kidding, of course. All right, we'll be back with phone calls. The phone lines are ringing. We'll get to them next here on the Gary Harris Show. It's Alabama Day over in Atlanta.
Here's what's trending on the Tuscaloosa Thread.
Good Wednesday morning. Mountain Brook has announced it will join the city of Tuscaloosa in its lawsuit against inequitable allocation of online sales taxes by the state of Alabama. The online tax rate in Alabama is 8%, but only a small percentage of that goes...
0.9 WTBC 1230 Sports Radio Studio is presented by Be Dry Alabama. Be Dry Waterproofing. Online at BeDryAlabama.com.
As much as Innisfree has evolved, it will always be that place to escape and have a good time. Whether it's for a game day weekend to reminisce on college days or to create new memories, if you're looking for a good time, there's only one thing to do. Head to the Free at 1925 University Boulevard. And don't forget about the Lucky Lunch Meet and Three special.
Or visit meswins.com. I've got this.
No representations made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Since 2011, Billy's Sports Grill, located on Main Avenue in historic downtown Northport, has been serving their legendary signature chicken sandwich, award-winning wings, and handcrafted cocktails. Billy's is also the spot to watch all your favorite sporting events with big-screen, high-definition televisions, both dining rooms, at the bar, and outside on the...
Relief Hotline at 800-505-9257. 800-505-9257. 800-505-9257.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Another hot, humid day today, partly to mostly sunny. A few spots could see a thunderstorm this afternoon or this evening. The high today 95, the low tonight 75. Tomorrow partially sunny, scattered storms by afternoon, the high 92. I'm James Spann on the ABC 3340 Weather Center on Tide 100.9. It's 85 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You see him on WVUA 23 covering sports and on Tider Insider TV on Tuesday nights. Don't miss a minute of the Gary Harris Show. Weekdays from 9 to 11 on Tide 100.9.
9:20, welcome back into the Gary Harris Show, and phone calls are stacked up. So we're going to go ahead and take our calls, and we'll take them in the order in which they came in, and we're going to get Ragged Glory to lead us off. Then it'll be Pat, and then it will be Philip. Hey, Ragged Glory.
Hey, good morning, Gary. You know what? Congratulations. I'm telling you, good call on Shane. Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay, so I've enjoyed 3 days of crow, and I coughed up the last feather this morning. But you know what? It ain't so bad with a little bit of barbecue sauce on it. Man, I was totally wrong about him. Impressive. That's all I can say. But even on the backside here, I am so happy with Chase Elliott's third place finish.
Sure.
And guess where he's at right now? Number two in points. Hendricks has got Byron, Elliott, and Larson all in the top three standings. Wow. In NASCAR points.
That's impressive.
Wow, I know. Man, talk about it. And then you got a couple of Bryce Burners after that. But, hey, you picked it.
Well, you know what? I'm making a little bit of a comeback. And but unfortunately, we don't have a road course this week. So I've got the first pick, but I can't pick. I'm not going to pick Van Giesbergen on the oval, I can tell you that right now.
Okay. And that's a smart choice, you know. But I'll tell you, there, who knows, he may get that together a little bit later on. What will be interesting is to see how this, it's 1 mile, I think it's, they used to call that, or still call it the monster mile.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, there it is there. Okay. Well, I'm gonna go with Chase.
Okay, you're gonna ride the Elliott train for a while, it sounds like.
I'm gonna ride the Elliott train because I do feel he is on a mission, and I think consistency will pay off for me in the end. You got one race up on me now, so it's, 4-2-1.
All right,
but,
brother.
Consistency sometimes pays off.
Yeah. All right. All right. Thank you, Raggy Gore.
I do have a question, okay. And I don't want you to – you don't have to ask it this week to Matt. I can't stay on the line or call back in
okay. Right
now. What's going on with this Front Row Motorsports and the Michael Jordan team, Denny Hamlin team, something about not signing a charter and whatnot?
That's an issue that's been going on for a while. I'll try to ask Matt where that stands. I will.
You only got 15 minutes with him based on your schedule.
Yeah, well, I'll do my best. But, yeah, I think there might be a lawsuit involved there. And but we'll see. All right, Rag Glory, thanks, brother. I'm going to get to some other calls. Appreciate you, man. Absolutely. Thank you for calling in. And next up is going to be Pat. Hey, Pat.
Hey, good morning, sir. But all this stuff that Lane is starting in our game manager quarterback, bless his heart. But I reckon he's mad because we call him a game manager.
I think now after I have listened to Greg McElroy some, try to explain what happened, and I don't really understand this because he's such a smart guy. I don't think that he had any idea that what he said was going to set off the firestorm that it did. He's tried to explain that he just kind of mentioned it based on what someone had told him, that he never, ever felt like or feels like that Nick Saban will come back. But I'm like, why in the world would you even mention it then? You know, you're a prominent broadcaster. You've got a national platform on ESPN. You also got a daily show in Birmingham. You're a former Alabama, as you said, quarterback that won a national championship playing for Nick Saban. If you say anything about Nick Saban maybe considering coming back, people are going to run with it. So I don't know what he was thinking, Pat, other than he wasn't thinking, but I don't think he did it with malicious intent. But
how about this line of it, thinking that possibly Lane and Coach have the same agent, Jimmy Sexton, mm-hmm. and Jimmy Sexton's job is to get more money for Coach. And that, whether Coach is aware of it or not, I mean, Coach may not even be aware of it. And so, but it's Jimmy's job to get more money. And if there's just a good, strong rumor that Coach might go back to coaching, then they have not had the kind of Nelson ratings that Game Day has had since Coach has been there. Hey, they haven't had that kind in 5 years.
Yeah.
Do you not agree with that?
I do. So, who knows? I'm all I can tell you is, Pat, and I think you agree with me, I don't think Nick Saban's going to coach anymore. I think he's done.
Oh, absolutely not. He's had the same problem that he had before. There's no way he can hire coaches.
Yeah.
He's just too long in the tooth. Hey, I love him to death. I mean, and I appreciate everything he did for the university. But he could not hire Grubb, and he could not hire my defensive line coach that used to be here. He just couldn't. And
Bo
I think
Davis
that was the biggest reason.
Yeah, you're Bo talking Davis. About Bo Davis. Yeah.
Bo Davis is special.
Yeah, he is. He's as good as it gets. So, but anyway, the thing with McElroy, maybe he learned that he has to be careful what he says. I mean, we all have to be when we have a mic in front of us, but he said that, I think, not thinking it was going to cause the buzz that it did, and he seems like he regrets saying it, but I don't think that it's going to change anything. And I think with Lane Kiffin, it was just an opportunity for Kiffin to be Kiffin, you know, for him to be able to, I think he's coming back. I think he should come. You know, I think that was just Lane playing off of that.
What did Dolly Parton say? If they're not talking about you, you're not relevant.
That's right. And that's right. People continue to talk about. And I think you're right on Sexton trying to get the best deals for Saban. Of course, at some point, I'm like, how much more money can Nick Saban make?
Well, whatever the traffic will bear. Another $2 million pays for several of Jimmy's secretaries for a few years.
I guess so. Hey, thank you, Pat.
have a blessed one, sir. Thank you.
Appreciate you, man. All right, we're going to close out the segment with Philip. Hey, Philip.
Hey, Gary, I thought Coach DeBoer gave his best impromptu speech yet as head coach of the University of Alabama a minute ago. I thought he sounded good. I thought he sounded tight. I thought he sounded really good off the cuff and was exuberant.
Well, I only got to catch a little bit of it because, like I said, I was running around this morning. But I'm going to play it back at some point here on the show, and I'm glad you said that because I think that in his second year, everything with Coach DeBoer needs to be better than it was in year one. And I'm not – that's not a shot. That's just the truth. When you're in your second year in a transitional state of with a program like this, everything should be better in year two, whether it's standing in front of the media in Atlanta or, you know, the offseason, recruiting, fall camp, and then the results during the season. I think everything in year two needs to be better for Alabama football than it was in year one. And I think so far that's been the case. Philip, you'd agree with me. I mean, you said he killed it, you know, at SEC Media Days today. They've been wearing it out in recruiting. They retained their roster. He's got the coaching staff in alignment. Now the last part of it is to have a great fall camp and then go win all the games that you need to win to get in that playoff. And then you're right where you need to be. You know, if something happens, they don't make the playoff, then it's going to be a disappointment. I mean, and fans are going to be riled up, and rightfully so. If you're going to tell me that after all the playoffs that Nick Saban made in BCS championship games, that you have 24 spots for 2 years, that's 12 spots last year and 12 spots this year. If Alabama can't nab one of those spots out of 24, then there's a problem. I think you'd agree with me on that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I definitely do. But I was hoping to hear what I heard today, and I was pleased. I thought it wasn't so much coach speak and little short bursts that he's given in the past. He gave some good responses, good. And he probably sounded great. And I thought he, right now, I think he's the leader as far as coaches that were excited and happy to be there. I thought he's, right now, he's in the top spot, and I was glad to see that. I think that was a really good showing from him.
Well, that means a lot, Philip, because you pay close attention. You're not a casual observer. You kind of analyze everything. So if you feel that way based on what you've heard from him and the other coaches, that's a pretty big compliment.
Yeah. Hey, Gary, hey, Georgia Bulldogs, they lost the number one recruit yesterday to Texas, Tyler Atkinson, linebacker.
Yeah, I saw that. That stings, especially with Sark and Kirby in Atlanta on the same day. Yeah, no, that one stings. That one stings for Georgia right now, I promise you.
Yeah, that dude's from Lawrenceville, man. Oof.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Listen, it's you just because you get them committed, you got to get them to December. Hey, listen, that don't mean he won't flip back now. I'm just telling you. These things, but if I were Georgia, the one school I wouldn't want to lose him to would be Texas, cuz I think they're going to be hard. Yeah. I think they're in position to you know, make the kind of offers to these guys that makes it hard to get them back. But
yeah, you know, they got that kid from Manchester, Georgia last year. So,
Listen, here's something that I got to wrap it up, but you're right on. You're on to something. Texas is Texas. You know, they've recruited the state of Texas, obviously, Oklahoma, that area. But now that they're in the SEC, listen, dude, I mean, they're not fooling around. They're coming into Alabama. Right. They're coming into Mississippi. They're coming into Georgia. They're coming into Florida. I mean, they're like, you know what? We're Texas, and now we're in the SEC. You come into Texas all the time trying to get players. Well, we're coming into your backyard, and we're going to take your best players.
That's right.
That seems to be their motto. Hey, thank you, Philip.
See you, man.
All right, we're going to come back with Matt Coulter on NASCAR next here on the Gary Harris Show. It's Victory Lap Wednesday for the kid. We'll be back after this.
Tuscaloosa's Old Colony Golf Course is an 18-hole championship layout designed by 1976 U.S. Open champion Jerry Pate. Director of Golf John Gray and fitting specialist Bob Montgomery are PGA certified. Mike Shivitz is the head professional and director of the Tuscaloosa Junior Golf Program. Call today to secure it.
Bless you and thank you, because without the donors, St. Jude wouldn't be here.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at at stjude.org.
Los Tarascos has been serving Mexican favorites like burritos, fajitas, and quesadillas since 1999. Their new location is at 4100 Owen Parkway in Northport. And, of course, you can find Los Tarascos in Tuscaloosa at 110 Skyland Boulevard. The bar areas feature big-screen television so you can enjoy your favorite sporting events. Los Tarascos features daily...
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Life doesn't wait for when your finances are in perfect order. It just happens. But no matter what surprises come your way, Alabama Credit Union will be here to help make it affordable with great personal loans, mortgages, and auto loans. They offer an easy application process and fast decisions so you can stay focused on feeling good about whatever life brings your way. Alabama Credit Union will be here to help make it affordable with great personal loans, mortgages, and auto loans. Alabama Credit Union, loans for real life. Visit alabamacu.com to learn more. Some rules and restrictions apply. See if you're eligible for membership, then join today and feel good about your money.
Want to jump into any of the shows? Call Tide 100.9 right now at 205-342-9904.
Will somebody answer that damn phone?
That's 205-342-9904.
Welcome back in to the Gary Harris Show. Boy, we have hit the ground running this morning. It's been a hectic morning for me, but it's, you know, you need to be up tempo because it's NASCAR segment time with Matt Coulter and Victory Lap Wednesday for yours truly. Back to back, I've ridden Shane Van Gisbergen, and something tells me that from now on, whoever has the road course picks, whether it's Matt or whether it's me, we're going to take SVG because he is, listen, if he gets a little bit better on the other speedways, look out, Matt, because he's got them lapped when it comes to the, when it comes to the road courses. In fact, it was Chase Briscoe that said he never, you know, played basketball against Michael Jordan, but he imagines that's kind of what it was like when you're racing SVG on a road course. It's kind of like playing Michael Jordan in hoops.
First off, congrats. Two in a row, SVG. And we talked about this last week. What's he doing? I mean, I know he's a Kiwi, he's been running road courses, but these aren't exactly chopped liver for the rest of the NASCAR field.
No, and
these
it's,
guys can drop too.
And it's too different.
He doesn't just get a lead. He kicks butt. And he makes time on every lap. And you got to figure a guy like Chase Elliott or Ross Chastain, really good on road courses. How come they don't watch over and over and over on videotape? How do their crew chiefs don't figure out? I don't understand how he has such a dominance on these road courses. And by the way, you didn't have first pick last week.
No, I did.
And you took second. And then regretted it for a little while, and he won anyway.
Well, I was fired up about it, and then you kind of made me regret it because I know how much you know about NASCAR, and you were pointing out why you thought, you know, it could be a flawed pick at Sonoma. Not any knock on SVG, but you pointed out some real good reasons. And then at that point, for a moment, yeah, I had a little buyer's regret, and was thinking maybe I should have taken Chase Elliott, who did have a nice run, by the way. You had Larson and, but SVG came through for me. And to get back to your original point though, I think that that's what, when you're talking about research and development with these teams, because there are more road courses than there's ever been. I think going forward, particularly in the off season, you're going to see these teams put a lot of emphasis on finding out and figuring out why Van Gisbergen is so much better than them on road courses. And I bet you'll see the gap start to narrow some because these guys understand you can't, if you know, you can't spot that guy these type of races, because then if he ever, you know, wins on another type of track, he could be trouble and more, you know, in a lot of ways for them.
Well, I don't think it's this simple, but then again, maybe it is. And I think I texted you Sunday. He out corners, he out breaks, and he is very efficient with his tire use. And maybe it is that simple, but why can't everybody else do that? It still baffles me. But let's not take anything away from him as a driver. And another thing I think I text you or talk to you on Sunday is just grief. Let's give his team and his
crackhouse
a lot of credit.
Yeah.
Because you know, when you got a guy that's much better on road courses than everybody else, man, you better not screw up your pit stops. You know, you might don't screw up your tire changes.
You're right.
You know, because you got the best driver out there, and the only thing that's going to keep him between a checkered flag and you is a mistake. So, and they owned up to it, and they've owned up to it three times this year. So, it's not just a question that he's a Kiwi, open wheel driver, that kind of thing. The fact that he's the best there is right now, and his crew lives up to it.
Yeah, let's tackle this one though too, Matt, because we're talking about the challenge for the rest of the teams and drivers to catch up to him on the road courses. But let's be honest, he doesn't. At some point, he's not going to be wanted. He doesn't want to be known as a one trick pony. The challenge for SVG and Trackhouse is for them to get better and get up to speed on the other types of tracks, including the one they're going to, the Monster Mile at Dover this weekend. So it's great. It's awesome. If you're Trackhouse, you feel great about him on the road courses, but I think he sees himself as a guy who can compete for a championship. And to do that, ultimately, you can't be a one-trick pony, right?
Absolutely. And that's a great point. But right now, if I'm Trackhouse, I'll take his road courses victory and just move on, you know. But you're not going to win a championship just winning road courses, okay? You've got to be able to compete on ovals, and you're not going to get to the end of the season where he raced on an oval and finished ninth. You know, you're not going to win the championship. But he is he's certainly outstanding for Trackhouse right now on road courses alone. But I've seen, and right back at you, Gary, I've seen glimpses of him running oval courses that makes me think he's going to be able to win one there too. Have you?
Yeah, I do. I agree, Matt. I've seen enough from him as a driver. I think he's skilled. I think that he is a fast learner. And yeah, I think going forward, this guy's to scratch the surface of what he's capable of doing. And yeah, I think he'll win on other types of tracks. Speaking of other types of tracks, there's quite a bit of a changeover from Sonoma to the Monster Mile at Dover for the Challenge Round 4 Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400. I figured I'd just go ahead and say it all. Coming up Sunday. And this is a very famous track. Go ahead and tell us about it and what makes it so famous.
Well, it is a famous track, and it's an old track, too. They've been racing since 1969. Dover Downs. It's called the Monster Mile.
Mm-hmm.
And they call it the Monster Mile because it's so difficult to figure out. This is a mind blower for crew chiefs. It's a mile in length, but it has 24-degree corners and 9-degree straightaways. And it's concrete. It was asphalt until 1994, mm-hmm. but they changed it, and it's grueling. But Jimmy Johnson is the winningest driver here, and I looked this up last night. He has 11 wins at Dover. You think about that. Richard Petty and Bobby Allison both have 7. Now, that's pretty good company. But you know, out in front of Dover Downs, they have that huge concrete monster. You know,
I do.
Just trivia.
Intimidating.
How tall do you think that is?
Well, I've never been there, but it looks on TV like it's really, really tall. So I'm going to say, I'm looking out the window here trying to get an estimate, maybe 50, 60 feet.
Good guess. It's taller than where you're sitting. It's 46 feet.
I was close, yeah.
Yeah, that's 4 stories.
Yeah, It's big.
It's kind of a, it looks like a monster too. It's kind of crazy.
It does.
It's a great crack, and it takes a lot of skill. And I urge you, and then all the listeners to Tide 100.9 to look it up. And over the past 20 years, nobody wins this race without a whole lot of experience. You know, there's not a Ross Chastain or a Chase Briscoe. It's all Larson and
Elliott, all the other Hamlin and those guys.
Yeah, and that goes back all the way back 50 years. So we'll see. You get first shot.
I do, and I'm kind of going along the lines that you're thinking. I'm trying to look at who this is a good track for and who it's not a good track for. Raggy Laurie's already called in, and
who'd he pick?
Well, he picked Elliott, and
that's right. I heard him.
Yeah, and he pointed out. You know, I think right now, when you look at the success Elliott has had, I know he's won a couple times there. Larson has won there. Bowman has won there. So I'm looking strong at Hendrick. And then you got to look at Hamlin. You know, Hamlin, you know. So, but I tell you this. I think that Ragging Glory's onto something. You know, I think this is a Hendrick track. And so you're looking at their four drivers. But I think leading the way, and of course this opens it up for you with Kyle Larson if you wanted to go there, or you know, outside of Hendrick with Hamlin. I don't think this is a really good Penske track, but I'm going to go with Chase. So Greg Gore is probably going to get mad and say I'm still in his pick, but you know, I can't, just because he picked somebody, I can't. Listen, Raggy Glory, I appreciate you wanting to join our picks contest, but it's you can pick whoever you want, but it's still between Matt and I. So I agree with you. I think Chase Elliott's going to win on Sunday.
Well, I opens the door. I've been just taking chalk the last few races, but I'm gonna take it again. I want to take Hamlin again.
Yeah.
He by Vegas odds is the pick. But I'm gonna regret this. I really think Ryan Blaney's gonna win it.
Do you really?
My pick is Denny Hamlin.
Well, I almost went with Hamlin, but I went with Chase. Has Blaney won at Dover?
Oh, you know what? I would have to look it up. Yeah. I don't know. I just think that he's having too good a season. He's going to break through here. But no, I don't know. Denny Hamlin's going to break through. The 11 Toyota is going to win this darn thing. And I need a win, man. I was out to a 4-0 lead. You cut it in half.
Well, you might have got the same break that I got last week when you didn't pick SVG, because I really kind of went into the morning thinking I was going to pick Hamlin, because I think he's led more laps there probably than any current driver. But Elliott, like I said, has got a fine record too. But anyway, we'll see. I got Elliott, and you got Hamlin.
Don't you feel like Elliott has kind of gotten over the hill?
I do.
So to speak,
I do. That's why I'm picking him. I think he broke
now
the seal.
He's consistent everywhere he runs.
Yeah, I do. That's why I picked him. I think he's broken the seal, and now I think he's going to start winning more regularly. And you know, like I said, he finished strong at Sonoma, and so he's got some momentum. And I'm going to take him. Hey, speaking of Ragging Glory, he did want me to ask you, and I'll go ahead and do it this week while it's on my mind. What's the latest on the charter dust up with NASCAR and 2311 and Jordan and Hamlin and all? Is there any update on that?
Oh, I wish I knew. I wish I'd heard this question when I had a chance to
I sprung it on you, but I don't know.
Okay, I've got a week. We can address.
Yeah,
that
yeah. Well, you
week,
can look it up and be ready for it next week.
It's you know, all that charter situation and numbers and owners and drivers, it gets a little confusing. But Ragged Glory, I'm sorry, I should have looked it up, but I'll have information next week.
Appreciate it, Matt.
Hey, I'm going to say something in closing.
Yeah.
Greg McElroy is smart as hell.
I've been saying just the opposite. I've been thinking he was not as smart as I thought he was.
Don't you, Gary, don't you think this is a great call? Who's he going to aggravate by saying that? Alabama fans? No. Nick Saban? He'll forgive him. It's a brilliant social media move, and my hat's off to Greg McElroy, because I believe that's exactly why he did it. Lead into
I thought that initially, Matt, and I thought the same thing, because he is so smart. But then listening to him walk it back, he honestly, like, he's good at, he honestly sounded like he didn't really feel like it was going to take. I don't know how he wouldn't think this, so you're probably right. But he kind of sounded like he didn't really think it was going to be that big a deal. He's
too smart for that. He's too smart to think that's not going to be that big a deal. His ratings have jocked through the roof. ESPN, his social media. I think he's smart as hell. Anyway, I didn't mean to get off on that track, but anyway, Roll Tide. See you guys next week, and I'll look up Rag and Glory's question, okay?
All right, thank you, Matt. We appreciate that. All right, it's 9:50 here on the Gary Harris Show. And a reminder, the $99 suit sale continues at Teton Menswear and Teton Gallery in the University Mall. You heard me right. $99 gets you the full suit. And, man, they got some good-looking menswear down at Teton Menswear and Teton Gallery in the University Mall. And while you're in there, check out that Alabama football memorabilia collection. You won't see anything like it anywhere else. And remember, everything in the store is for sale. Teton Menswear and Teton Gallery in the University Mall. We'll be back with one final segment in hour number one and hour number two. We've got Larry the Music Man. Also, we'll get to the Kalen DeBoer sound as well. That's all still ahead here on this Wednesday SEC Alabama Football Media Days edition of the Gary Harris Show.
On the Game with Ryan Fowler.
Coming up on the Wednesday edition of the Game, Alabama Day at SEC Media Days. Our coverage continues from the College Football Hall of Fame. We will sit down with the head football coach at the University of Alabama, Kalen DeBoer. We'll talk to some of these players. We'll have a chance to recap a lot of what Kalen DeBoer said. Starting at 2 p.m. on the Game with Ryan Fowler on Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, your home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
The longest running sports program in Tuscaloosa. The Game with Ryan Fowler. Weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m. on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
If you haven't already, you've got to try Tuscaloosa's unique breakfast, brunch, and lunch concept. Brick and Spoon, downtown Tuscaloosa at Timberson Square. It's fresh food with a Cajun flair featuring a full bar with build your own Bloody Marys and mimosas. Open daily, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Available for after
hours. For you, call 800-8000. Or visit meswins.com. I've got this.
No representations made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Los Tarascos has been serving Mexican favorites like burritos, fajitas, and quesadillas since 1999. Their new location is at 4100 Owen Parkway in Northport. And, of course, you can find Los Tarascos in Tuscaloosa at 110 Skyland Boulevard. The bar areas feature big-screen television so you can enjoy your favorite sporting events. Los Tarascos features daily...
Your pipes and I work. Guaranteed or your money back. Because I never met a clog that was going to unclog itself. Green Gobbler. Let the gobbler get it.
Are you receiving unemployment? Your benefits could be at risk. Here's how you can protect yourself and your benefits. Never respond to mail notifying you of a false claim in your name. Never answer a text message asking you to verify your account. And only respond to official Alabama Department of Labor's social media pages. Report fraud at labor.alabama.gov/fraud. Brought to you by the Alabama Department of Labor, ABA, and the station. The Alabama Department of Labor is an equal opportunity employer program. Auxiliary aids and services available upon request to individuals with disabilities. Dial 711 for TTY accessibility.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Another hot, humid day today, partly to mostly sunny. A few spots could see a thunderstorm this afternoon or this evening. The high today, 95. The low tonight, 75. Tomorrow, partially sunny. Scattered storms by afternoon. The high, 92. I'm James Spann on the ABC 3340 Weather Center on Tide 100.9. It's 85 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
listening to The Gary Harris Show.
Goal line in, touchdown, Alabama!
On your home for Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9.
And streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
All right, 9:55. Welcome back into the Gary Harris Show. About to wrap up hour number one, but not before we talk to Tom, the sheriff. Good morning, Tom.
Gary, good morning. The sheriff's calling in. I got a couple of warning tickets I need to hand out this morning. And Ragged Glory, we loved you and we love your phone calls, but you got to get off the NASCAR thing. That's the Gary and Matt thing, and you got to stay out of that. It's okay to have you pick, but let them do it on the radio. And it's a warning this time. Next time, going to be a $50 fine.
Laying down the law.
Well, I didn't make rules. I just uphold them. And I'm like Junior Brown on the highway patrol.
Yes, sir. We talked about Junior. We have to play that song here soon.
Yeah, next time I call in, how about queuing that up for me?
And we'll do that, man. We sure will. Next time Tom calls in, his theme music is going to be Junior.
Music.
Yeah, we'll have to do it. Yeah, I mean you've developed that persona.
I think that's good.
I do too.
Especially if I'm coming in with presenting citations and tickets. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if you're coming in hot, we got to be ready. You and Buford T. Justice, man.
Well, the judge is on vacation, and I had to be judge and jury and all today. Not executioner. Not yet. That could be coming, though.
Well, let's don't get too carried away now, okay? I don't know if we're ready to get to the executioner part.
The law won't have to be no execution.
All right, brother. Thank you, Tom.
Enjoy the show.
Appreciate it. The sheriff has weighed in. All right, that's going to wrap it up for hour number one. It's been brought to you by Alabama Credit Union, member-owned and not-for-profits, just better way of banking. All right, hour number two, we're going to get to the Kalen DeBoer press conference from this morning at SEC Media Days. And, of course, Larry the Music Man coming up, spotlighting an Alabama artist at 10:30. More of your phone calls as well. The second hour of the Gary Harris Show is coming up.
And made fresh when you order. So whatever the size of your appetite,
there's always something delicious waiting for you here at Taco Casa.
Taco Casa, under the biggest cactus in town.
365, 24/7. You'll find road and utility crews, tow trucks, law enforcement, and first responders working along Alabama's roadway.
We're making improvements and helping our communities stay connected.
We're working hard to make sure you're safe on the road. Now we need your help to make sure we're safe too.
Alabama's move over law requires you to move over a lane when you see flashing lights on the roadside.
451,000, Patterson Law Firm, local, trusted, and here for you when you need us.
No representations made that quality legal services to be performed is greater than quality legal services performed by other lawyers.
The Alabama Securities Commission protects you from financial fraud. Anyone asking you for investment money must be licensed. You're careful with your money. Fraudsters aren't. Before you invest, call our hotline at 1-800-222-1253 to verify the licensing of the person making an offer and the product. Don't lose your hard-earned money. Learn to protect yourself at asc.alabama.gov. Paid for by the Investor Protection Trust and brought to you by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
WTBC Tuscaloosa and W265 CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The National League won the All-Star game in Atlanta. It was tied 6-6 after nine innings, and then the new rule, a brief home run derby at the end. Instead of playing extra innings, the Nationals won it 4-3 in the swing-off. Kyle Schwarber named game MVP after he hit home runs on all three of his swings. By the way, MLB regular season games resume on Friday. The Jets gave defensive back Sauce Gardner a four-year extension worth $85 million guaranteed. The Chiefs gave Gardner Trey Smith a four-year extension worth $70 million guaranteed. In the WNBA, wins for L.A. and for Indiana, which beat Connecticut 85-77. Connecticut now 3-19. But Fever star Caitlin Clark, who had 14 points, left late in the game with another groin injury. She had just been back from injury last Wednesday. She's due to be in Friday's three-point shootout at All-Star Weekend, which is in Indianapolis.
The Gary Harris Show. You see him host Tide or Insider TV, Crimson Tide Kickoff, play-by-play for Alabama sports, and sports director for WVUA 23. It's time for The Gary Harris Show on your home for Alabama sports, Tide 100.9, and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Hour number two of The Gary Harris Show for this Wednesday, July 16th, 2025. I'm Gary Harris. Chase Brumfield and Reed Karch alongside. Another hour to go. We're going to get to Kalen DeBoer here in just a moment, the Alabama head coach at SEC Media Days in Atlanta. This hour of the Gary Harris Show being brought to you by Patterson Law Firm. They got a great website that's up and running at PattersonLawPC.com. PattersonLawPC.com. I think it's going to explain to you what makes their law firm so special. It's a beautiful website. It'll answer a lot of questions that you have, but I will tell you this. If you're injured, or you have any type of legal issue, you need to give them a call at 205-345-1000, 205-345-1000. You won't get a call center. You'll talk to real attorneys right here at home. Patterson Law Firm, local, trusted, and here for when you need us. Call again, 205-345-1000, or find out more at PattersonLawPC.com.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of services performed by other lawyers.
All right, Alabama head coach Kalen DeBoer met with the media in the main media room this morning at about 8.05 a.m. We had it for you live on Wimp and Berry inside the locker room, but we want to play a good portion of his press conference for you now. This is the Alabama head coach from a couple of hours ago over in Atlanta.
Cited this week, here's a historical fact for you. That 9-4 record, the nine wins actually, ties the most for a first-year head coach in Alabama history, matching the legendary Frank Thomas. All the way back in 1931, that was 2 years before that meeting I cited of the SEC that was held here in 1933. Kalen's been on the road a bit, traveling to places like Charlotte, North Carolina, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, most notably Antigua, before heading here to Media Days. He and I have had a couple of conversations about, I think, his oldest daughter. He and his wife, Nicole, have two daughters. Alexis was named Big Ten Freshman of the Year as a softball player at the University of Washington with a batting average of .372, 20 home runs and 54 RBIs. And their youngest daughter, Avery, plays volleyball and enjoys riding horses. Welcome to the stage, the University of Alabama head football coach, Kalen DeBoer.
All right, good morning. Greg, thanks for the introduction. You're doing your research on where I've been here the last couple weeks. So it is great to be here. And first of all, just in regards to Greg, I appreciate his leadership. You know, year two, you understand a little bit more of what everyone does and how well they do it. Man, what Greg Sankey does for the SEC, for college athletics, it's on an extremely high level. And so thank you, Greg, for everything that you do here for us, the SEC as well. So, yeah, I want to thank you all, too, as the media, just the coverage of college football, coverage of our conference, coverage of our teams, Alabama in particular, and all the great stories, the journeys that our guys are on, you guys documenting them and sharing them with the rest of the country, the rest of the world. So appreciate all of you. Appreciate all of you being here today. I brought three players with me. I had a chance to see them this morning. We've both been different directions and busy already, but three talented guys that I want to, you know, brag on a little bit here before I kind of move on to some things about the team. Offensively, brought Caden Proctor. He's our third year offensive tackle. He's originally from Iowa, and you know, a couple things. You know, you look at the guy, and he's massive, and man, he just, you know, just does everything on a high level when it comes to his training. But the thing I'm going to tell you about this guy that's impressive to me as well is that by the end of this season, here in December, he will have his degree. So if you do the math on that, 3 years getting your degree, even some year, a semester in there where he transferred, and that gets harder to do when you do that. But he'll have not just his degree, but right now he has a 3.7 GPA.
And so taking 16 credits this summer just so he can be on track to be able to accomplish and walk across that stage, have a great football season, but also, you know, have his degree there. I know he's excited to represent not just the team, but also he, you know, representing the offensive line, our offensive side of the football. He has a lot of great pride in what they're accomplishing and the work they're putting in. Tim Keenan, fifth year defensive lineman. I think the thing with Tim that you know, he's a homegrown, man boy from Alabama. And, you know, I think when I look at Tim, you know, the team just looks at him as like that big brother. He's a mentor to not just the young guys, but even the old guys. They know they can count on him to be doing the work. He embodies what a student athlete is all about. And I think those that really know Tim and follow what he does, he's got a passion for giving back to the community. He's one of our guys that just is at the forefront, you know, spiritually leading our team. And then also just from a community standpoint, community service standpoint, he's out there. He's a big brother to kids in our community. And there's just him understanding the platform he has is so impressive to me. It's been a pleasure to coach him. We get one more crack at it with him and appreciate his leadership. And then Deontay Lawson. Fifth-year linebacker. He was a captain, really our only returning captain from last year's team. That should say enough right there about how our team views him, how they look at him. You know, his journey, again, everyone's got something a little bit different. Probably thought a year ago at this time he'd be, you know, wearing an NFL jersey. Circumstances as they may be, just coming back from an injury, seeing him attack it, seeing him hit and his mindset. Him understanding this, the circumstances he can't control and what he can. Oh man, it's just amazing seeing him take over not just the defense, but be a leader on our football team. I walked into a meeting, was looking for a coach actually. I walked in and actually it was him holding a meeting with the linebackers. That was yesterday morning. It seems like forever ago, but yeah, it was yesterday morning. And listened for about 30 seconds. I knew that meeting was in a good position, coaching it like a coach. And when you have guys on the field that are like him, that understand the depth, the details, you know you're heading in the right direction and have a chance. So those are our three guys, super proud of them, their journeys. I think the common theme with all of them is they're high character guys. They're extremely driven. I think, again, they represent a lot of what our team's all about. They're leaders on the team, but they're also leaders in the community. Before I move on to our team, one person I also want to thank is just our athletic director, Greg Byrne, just for his leadership. Much like Greg Sankey, you know, the world of college athletics and it ever changed, and you got to have those people at the top that are working through it and coming up with solutions. And I can't thank Greg enough for the way he communicates with me on the direction we need to be going and what might lie ahead. I think his foresight's been critical going back to when I first got here, and especially even going back to a year ago on what it might look like with the evolving and the evolution of what college athletics looks like today. Second season, familiarity's been a word that's been used a lot already this morning with different interviews. That's great. It helps you feel good about where your family's living and what those routines are. You know, that's important to me and our success. You got to have that piece in place. Familiarity with it, and I think the common word also would be continuity. Starts with our coaching staff. Really, one change on the defensive side of the ball, and then the addition of Ryan Grubb on the offensive side. Everyone else, not just the position coaches, but quality control coaches, graduate assistants, recruiting staff, strength and conditioning, academics, training room. We really had no turnover in all those areas. And so that's exciting to me because I think that says a lot about the belief and the excitement of what lies ahead. And that you have the right people. You know, you talk about getting the right people on the bus, the right people in your program and inside the building, and I feel like we certainly have that. So continuity is a huge piece of kind of what year two is all about right now. That trickles down to your players. You know, the leadership from the staff is there, but really the culture that we want to try to exude, try to have, it comes to life through our players, and they are making that happen. It's the day-to-day, and as we speak right now, they're on the field, you know, in a nice warm morning in Tuscaloosa, you know, getting after it. And I can't tell you that how impressed I've been with them just focusing on the main thing, and that's the work. Not getting ahead of themselves, not even worried really about practice number one, game number one for sure, or even further down the road in the season. I know they'll get asked questions about it and have to answer some of those today. But when it comes down to what we're focused on, it's the day-to-day work that these guys are really like honed in on, and making sure that they take care of to give themselves a chance to be highly successful this fall. The team's an extremely coachable group. They compete with each other, a lot of competitions within, you know, but just the competition against themselves to be the best they can be, they've really bought into that. When it comes to who we lost, really 8 seniors last year, 3 on defense, 2 on offense, 3 specialists, which, you know, got asked that question really the first time in a long time talking about our specialists. It's one of the positions and one of the areas you always kind of look past. But as much as we played young guys, we played, I think, the most freshmen on special team snaps in the entire league. And I really think it wasn't even close. There was also 3 specialists, punter, kicker, and long snapper, that were mainstays in the program for quite some time, or had a lot of experience playing at a high level. So we replace all of those guys, and that would probably be something that we got to work through, and got a confidence and belief in the guys that are in our program that they'll step up. So, you know, we're right at about 17 seniors, so that's double what we had a year ago. We did lose the 3 guys to early outs in the NFL with Jalen Milroe, Tyler Booker, and Jahide Campbell, deservingly so. Those guys getting their opportunities to go make the most of it at the next level. So experience, and I think really when it comes down to where do you want to improve, where do you need to get better, it's reps. You know, all of us get better at our jobs by taking more reps. You know, myself as a head coach at this place here at Alabama, you guys in your roles, our players, and then it's reps together. And so, again, familiarity, continuity, repetitions. We got to be better in the big moments. We lost some close games last year, and we had chances, maybe not even the fourth quarter, but we had chances earlier in the game to separate ourselves or make a play here or there. And, you know, whether it was the belief or whether it was the confidence, a lot of that just comes through repetitions. And so we've really had a great offseason, understanding where we fell short, why we fell short, not just the what and the how, but the why. And I'm excited about our guys, you know, taking those next steps, understanding when we get in those moments this year, those critical times, how to come through and make the play that's necessary to go win football games. We were undefeated at home, but we also struggled on the road. And we start this year on the road and go to Florida State. And we know that, you know, they're going to have something to prove as well. And so that's going to be, you know, a great environment to get tested early on. And so, you know, we don't need to look anything beyond that as far as our preparation or what might lie, because none of it matters unless we take care of business and do what we're doing, being our best in that week one game against Florida State. But being on the road and playing better on the road has certainly got to be a point that that happens, you know, this year in our football program. You know, defensively, a lot of returners coming back. We excelled when it came to taking the football away. I think we're in the top 4 or 5 in the country there. Really the most takeaways that I think 28 was the number in the program going back 7-8 years ago. And, you know, when it came to yards per play and all that, it's all great stuff. But the key for our defense is get off the football field. And as the season went along, we did a better job of that early on. There were some times where we could have been better. And those led to games that came close. Those led to games that we maybe fell short offensively. I think it's just consistency. It's consistency in all areas. We want to have the ability to be balanced. You know, I mean, it doesn't mean that the statistics look equal when the game's over or the season's done. But the ability to run the football when someone's taking the pass game and vice versa, when the opposite happens. So I think, you know, more and more pieces coming together, the development of players at all positions. I'm excited about what we have there. An offensive line is where it really starts, really six guys that are strongly in the rotation with a lot of others that are up and coming and developing quickly that I could see, you know, competing for spots as the season goes along as well. When it comes to overall as a program, physicality is the name of the game. When it comes to playing football, you wear the pads for a reason, right? And so physicality, that comes through the work to build your body. But that also comes through, you know, toughness mentally as well. So I love, again, the work is what we're focused on right now. The main thing, keeping it that. I love the mindset. You know, doesn't guarantee anything, but it gives you a great chance. So excited about 2 weeks from today. At this very moment, I think we'll be on the football field practicing practice one. So it's come on fast. Media days usually represents that type of kickoff and signifies that we're here. And so I'm excited to get the ball rolling. So I'm open it for questions.
Okay, that was good stuff. I think that's the longest intro or monologue from a coach that we've heard prior to questions. So that's Kalen DeBoer. We're going to take a timeout, and then we're going to come back and take some of his Q&A session with the media. This is the Gary Harris Show. Let me mention to you the YMCA of Tuscaloosa, ready for you when you're ready for the Y. 2300 13th Street downtown. I've been a member for over 20 years. Why don't you join me? We'll be back with more Kalen DeBoer next year on the Gary Harris Show.
West Alabama Real-Time News Update from the Tuscaloosa Thread Newsroom.
Here are the Tuscaloosa Thread headlines brought to you by Tuscaloosa Mazda. Tuscaloosa and Birmingham have been ranked among the 25 fastest-growing cities for small business activity, and according to a national business study. Alabama Republican U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville telling Huntsville CBS affiliate WHNT he believes it's just a matter of time before President Trump moves the Space Command headquarters from Colorado to Huntsville.
It's time to cut the politics and bring U.S. Space Command to Huntsville so we can get to work and protect our nation.
Tuberville believes former President Biden played politics by putting it in liberal Colorado. And Mountain Brook will join Tuscaloosa in suing the state over inequitable online sales tax distributions. We're expanding our showroom at Tuscaloosa Mazda to serve you better. Come see our new and pre-owned Mazda lineup offering fuel.
Text 205-553-0958.
Are you receiving unemployment? Your benefits could be at risk. Here's how you can protect yourself and your benefits. Never respond to mail notifying you of a false claim in your name. Never answer a text message asking you to verify your account. And only respond to official Alabama Department of Labor's social media pages. Report fraud at labor.alabama.gov/fraud. Brought to you by
line at 800-505-9257. 800-505-9257. 800-505-9257.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Another hot, humid day today, partly to mostly sunny. A few spots could see a thunderstorm this afternoon or this evening. The high today, 95. The low tonight, 75. Tomorrow, partially sunny. Scattered storms by afternoon. The high, 92. I'm James Spann on the ABC 3340 Weather Center on Tide 100.9. It's 87 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
The best place for your high school football coverage is right here on Tide 100.9 and online on Tide100.9.com.
Got a girl and I want to make a mind. And she's watching it with those eyes. 21, we're back on the Gary Harris Show. We're going to get right back to Alabama head coach Kalen DeBoer. Now he's ready to take questions from the media.
And we have Gianna, Nathan, and Drayden. We'll go ahead and come on up. We'll start right here in the center aisle. Barry?
Yeah, Barry Trammell, Tulsa World. For 2 decades, the SEC dominated, built a great brand, winning national titles. Now the Big Ten's won 2 in a row. How important is it for the SEC, maybe Alabama, maybe somebody else, to stop that streak and get the SEC going again?
Yeah, I think individually in our own programs, that's our responsibility to be the, to be at the top. Right? That's the expectation of, I know, at Alabama, but also the expectation for the SEC as a whole. You know, I still feel that the SEC, top to bottom, is as strong as you'll find. And, you know, we experienced that last year. You had games where you showed what your ceiling was, but you also had to back it up and play the next week against again. And it showed that every team in the league can win on every given Saturday. So, yeah, we want to prove ourselves as a program, but also as a league as well.
Coach will go right in front of me about three rows back to the section to your left.
Coach Joe Gaither, BamaCentral.com. On Monday, Greg Sankey opened up talking about 8- or 9-game conference schedule. Alabama has a lot of great home and homes going out into the next decade. What's your perspective on future SEC schedules?
Yeah, I mean, right now that's above me. You know, I know there's questions that get asked of the coaches and kind of as you work with your athletic directors, but that's beyond me right now. I know there's a lot of pros when it comes to strength and schedule, and I'm all for that. You look at our schedule this year, and again, that was built out years back as you know as well. But we're playing Florida State, Wisconsin, you know, one way, one at home, and so you know we're all about playing as many high-end games that you can possibly play, and certainly adding another SEC game to the schedule would accomplish that.
Coach, we'll go over again to our left on the far aisle, but midway back.
Connor O'Gara, Saturday Down South. Did your year one live up to the Bama standard?
In which way? Or in, like, to me personally? Or
what you evaluate to be the Bama standard, do you feel like your year one lived up to it?
Yeah, I mean, for if you internally ask us, no. Like, we fell short of making the playoffs. It's as simple as that, right? And giving yourself a chance to go compete for a championship. I think there's a lot of things that I'm super proud of that are happening within the program that are part of the progression. Yeah, we want it right now too. So, yeah, we fell short. Our guys, you know, again, I'm proud of them and the way they've responded to, you know, us, you know, not realizing the goals that we, you know, set out to have getting back just to work, focusing on the main thing. I feel that's always been the case, but sometimes there's just ups and downs you got to go through, unfortunately, that we had to experience. But in the end, you know, we're going to take advantage of the failures we've had and be better because of it.
Coach, we'll go to our other side or to the right here in the second row. Good one.
Coach J.D. Zaza, WVUA 23. Last season, Jahad Campbell was a massive part of your pass rush. Who are some players that have stood out to you on that side of the ball after spring practice and then going into fall practice?
Yeah, you know, Jahad, a lot of versatility that he brought, and obviously that's why he was a high-end draft pick. I think, you know, guys like LT Overton jump out at me. LT in particular, he was there a lot last year, and I think again those are the next steps you want to take now. Just not just he, but a lot of the guys finishing plays, but LT's got it in him. He's got the skill set, he's got those instincts. He continues to hone in on taking it to the next level. Quay Russo is another guy, you know, and then there's some underclassmen that are coming up that I think are doing a nice job too, and looking forward to their progress that they've made physically to be able to put themselves in a chance to be able to let their work happen on the football field on Saturdays.
Coach, we'll go in the section right in front of me, second row.
Thanks, Coach. Larry Carlson, History of Longhorn Sports. I was wondering if you could discuss the quarterback room and maybe handicap things for us a little bit.
You bet. Really got three guys that have taken all the snaps, not a majority, but all of them. Ty Simpson, Austin Mack, and Keelan Russell. And that's really by, you know, age and years of experience is kind of where it starts. We did make it known at the end of the spring that if we played a game at that point, and it really wouldn't have changed even at this point because there's nothing that's happened as far as practicing. You know, Ty Simpson would be the guy that would take the first snaps and be our starter. You know, challenged all of them at that time that they have to continue to take the strides. They got to continue in their own ways, improve. They've really, I know, worked hard to do that. and excited to see that progress 2 weeks from today. But they have the tools. You know, Ty, you know, throws a catchable ball. He's smart. He's been in, you know, college football now. He's going year four. He's seen the ups and downs. He's got great relationships with the team. You know, he's a leader that way. He's really owned things, I think, on another level. And then, you know, Austin Mack. I mean, if he walked in here, you know, the guy's 6'6", 230, 235. He's got a presence about him, and that carries over to how he throws the football. Just, you know, really took his most meaningful snaps in college this spring, working with the ones and twos. And then Keelan Russell, you would never have guessed that he's a, you know, I guess a lot of guys would be graduating from high school here about a month ago. Really a high school senior, early enrollee that came in and just learning the system, learning college football, has taken these huge strides in the course of the spring. And now, again, getting that install over and over again in the summer and going into the fall, I'm confident he's going to make big jumps as well. So those are the three. Kind of told you if we played today where it would be. But all three of them have the potential to do some really big things in our offense. I think a lot of it has to do with what's around them as well.
But we're going to stay in this section to our left about halfway back.
Hey, Coach. Nick Wiggins over in Mobile, Alabama with WNSP. Last year, kind of unexpectedly, Ryan Grubb joined Seattle after you were expecting him to be offensive coordinator here at Alabama. What was the adjustment last year without him? And then what are you looking forward to now finally having him back here in Tuscaloosa?
Yeah, you know, I think that's one of the things. I mean, we had four guys on offense that were from a staff standpoint that were coming down and end up being two with Ryan Grubb. Scott Huff was also taken there up in Seattle. And so, man, you know, when a guy puts in as much time, given everything he has to the program I'm a part of and working alongside of him, it was one of those moments that was you know, bittersweet, right? Because you want him here with you. I'm talking about Ryan Grubb here at Alabama, but also someone you've coached with for 12, 13 years, known for even longer. What an opportunity. Go be a coordinator in the NFL. And I thought he had a great year. I thought he did an amazing job. He was certainly ready and prepared for it. You know, but things happen for a reason. And, you know, him getting a chance to come here and just add to our staff at the level you're talking about with an elite, elite offensive mind, you know, our familiarity with each other, the efficiency we have when it comes to the day-to-day work, off-season, in-season, it certainly helps us, you know, gain even more momentum going into, you know, this fall. But the rest of the staff's been awesome in how they embraced Ryan Grubb coming in. The players have as well. And then, you know, Ryan's hit the ground running and added some things, you know, on the things he's learned. I mean, when you, you know, go through your career and every year you're going to get better if you have the right mindset, and there's no way to get, there's no place you're going to get better and be put in tough spots than in the NFL. And so love what he's brought on top of what our system's always been and how we've evolved to make us even better this fall.
All right. That is, wow, he talked a long time. We didn't even get through all the questions, but we got to hit the break. That was Kalen DeBoer. We're going to come out with Larry the Music Man and special guest Carrie Lane next here on this Wednesday Hump Day edition, Media Days edition of the Gary Harris Show. We'll be back with Larry the Music Man next.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house.
I save up to 95%. Go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit. hims.com/joy.
Covering University of Alabama sports, as well as the national and local scene as well. The Gary Harris Show, only on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
There's enough of me to say that my home's in Alabama. No matter where I lay my head.
show, and my home's in Alabama. And Larry the Music Man wants to focus on an Alabama artist. We're going to be joined by Carrie Lane, and she is going to visit with Larry. And looking forward to this segment, because as I said earlier, I've been running like a chicken with my head cut off the last couple of days. I know Larry's been messaging me quite a bit, but I haven't had a chance really to go in depth. So go ahead and punch Carrie Lane through as well. And good morning, Larry. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, Gary.
How are you doing?
Yeah, doing great. Doing great. Good to have you on with us. I'm going to kind of let Larry just pick this up and run with it, because it's SEC Media Days this week. And as I was explaining earlier, I know, Larry, you've sent me quite a few texts and messages to set this segment up, but I have had my hands full this week.
I know, so brother. I'm going to
let you introduce Carrie and kind of explain what we got going on this morning.
Do I sound okay? You're a little warbly on my end. Do I sound okay?
You sound fine here on this end.
Yeah, just a little warbly in the beginning.
Okay.
Gary, Carrie and I met, we were talking, and we think it was probably around 8 years ago. She had just finished The Voice and really went far in The Voice. And we were on some shows down in Florida. She already knew some of the guys I was playing with. It was a Tracy Byrd and Tracy Lawrence. I believe One Trick Pony was headlining.
Oh, wow.
Kind of like a writer's thing, too.
Yeah.
And when I heard her, I said, this girl, where did she come from? I mean, it's like, so anyway, we kind of got together there. And, of course, I went on, you know, we had some things we were going to do, and the logistics always got in the way. And her schedule and mine, I think I was with five bands at that time.
Wow.
Backing up. Yeah. But anyway, and here we are again, and I'm going to turn it over to her because she has got so much going on, and I think she's going to sing a little.
Okay.
And tell everybody how they can find her.
Yeah, absolutely.
How they can listen to her. So, Carrie, take it.
Well, it's funny the way the world works, that all these years later, you know, we always kind of circle back around.
Sure.
And keep in touch, and I love that. I think that's one of the coolest things about music, and that's we were talking about. Larry asked kind of what my favorite part of The Voice was, and I told him, you know, there's the obvious kind of TV and glitz and glamour of it, but the coolest thing, hands down for me, is that I still keep in touch with so many of the other artists.
Wow.
That, you know, just do the same thing that I do all around the country. I've recorded with some of them, and swap shows, played with some of them, celebrated birthdays and babies and all that stuff with a lot of them. So I love that music, and I mean, honestly, a perfect thing with this show too, Gary, and today, sports too, football.
Yeah. Oh,
you know,
yeah.
There's two things that really bring everybody together. So
yeah, now you're from Citronelle, right, Carrie?
Yep, I grew up in Citronelle. I was a Wildcat.
All right, yeah, and The Voice experience, that's, you know, it's amazing. You said you kept in touch with everybody, because that's been, you know, what, 10 or 11 years ago. And what about,
oh, yeah,
you know, obviously through that, you know, with the judges, Adam Levine and you know, people that are on the show, did you build relationships with them at all that's carried over past your time as a contestant?
No, they're really careful about
yeah.
that. Which, you know, with TV, there's a lot you don't see. They're very, very particular about keeping most of your relationship with the producers.
Right.
You know,
sure. Yeah, makes
and
sense.
Less with, but you know, it's still, I wouldn't trade it. I wound up on Adam, and I learned some from him. I know his stuff going on that's going on, but as a professional and as somebody who works with a lot of up-and-coming artists, he was nothing but wonderful to me. And I actually was interested in my craft and my writing and what
sure.
I wanted to do. I'll forever appreciate that.
Are you back in are you based in Alabama now? Are you based in Nashville?
Not far. Not far. I live on the Mississippi Gulf Coast
okay.
right now.
Yeah.
My awesome. Husband is a veteran, and he works over on some government contract type work and everything. He was a Marine, so we moved over this way to be closer to his work, and I play a lot over this direction.
Okay,
too.
So you're performing.
But I still travel a good bit.
Yeah, you're performing regularly.
Okay.
Awesome. Larry, you go ahead.
Gary, tell Gary about them, the grand opening of the club you played over the weekend, how great that was.
Oh, I played. There was a new venue that opened, and they're kind of going to encompass a lot of different things. It's downtown Gulfport, and just a gorgeous place. And they had me set up on a balcony with like a grand piano right beside me, playing out for this big event space with chandeliers and all that. And they just had a killer grand opening there. So I was really happy to be a part of that. I played last week there's a blues club in Biloxi that's part owned by Morgan Freeman. Another one of my favorite little spots to play down here. So we've got a lot of good music venues, a lot of stuff going on where they just really support all our regional music around here.
Wow. Awesome. Well, that's cool that you've been able to blend, a marriage with, you know, having been on a national show and still getting to perform regularly and living in the South. So it sounds kind of like a dream come true.
It is. It takes a lot of work, though. It keeps me busy.
It sure does.
She is the Rebel Rose of Alabama.
Kids too,
so. Oh, wow. Yes. Yeah, so you got a full family. Yeah. Well, that is awesome. The Rebel Rose of Alabama, Larry, is that what you called her?
Yeah, and you can go to her web music page. She has a Facebook page, of course, with her family, but her music page, she's got it going on. I just hope she remembers, you know, she won't get too big and fall in again, you know.
Oh, no.
Because I think she's fixing to do something. She's got a great CD. Mate, you got a new fan. May, we listened to this thing all day Sunday while I was grilling. Wow. And she said, "Do you think she can do Jolene?" I said, "What?" I said, "Listen, Carrie Lane can sing blues, rock. It's not just country, John. Man, she can kill the blues."
Are you gonna perform a little bit for us, Carrie?
Yeah, take it away.
Are you gonna go a cappella? You got a little music, or how are we gonna do this?
If you're okay with it, I got my guitar sitting here in my lap.
Strum it.
Guitar will track.
Absolutely. Well, so you're gonna do Jolene?
I can do Jolene if you want me to do Jolene.
Well, what did you plan to do?
I could do Jolene, or I can do a little bit of an original song.
Do that. Do a medley. Do what you want.
Yeah, just give us a little dose of a couple. Go right ahead.
All right. Since Larry already called me the Rebel Rose of Alabama, I have a song that I kind of wrote about that. It's one of those things where I know several people who've been through some domestic violence situations. So this was, and I always tell people, songwriting is cheaper than therapy, and will keep you out of jail, because you can do some things to some people you can't get away with in real life. So this is one of the, I guess, the ideation of maybe she took matters into her own hands. It's a very Miranda Lambert style of thinking.
Awesome.
So this is called Rose. That queen jumping up dream, that's a rebel rose. Naive and sweet till a young James Dean broke her heart. And her note, she said, "I wish that I could recognize the devil by his horns. But he's in for his own surprise, because this rose has her own thorns." She said, "I'm the jury and I decide. Bring my own justice with my judge by my side. Don't defend the dead beast case code. Don't you mess with Rebel Rose."
Wow, you know that, wow. That does have a Miranda Lambert sound to it. And something else for the folks that are listening and probably looking up Carrie right now, it's Carylaine. Wow. Not only does that sound a lot like Miranda Lambert, but I'm sure you've been told that the two of you favor her. Yeah, but that physically you favor her a lot too as well.
So. I've been told that, and you know what? I'll take that as a compliment.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. But that's That's an original right there. And that, and again, folks, listen now, we're on the radio. She's just playing into, you know, no sound effects, just her strumming a guitar and singing. And it sounds that good. You can imagine once she gets in the studio and cuts some music. Hey, well, we're going to get to a break here in just a second and come back with more. Go ahead, Carrie, and we'll come back and let you play a little bit of Jolene classic on the other side. And fill in the listeners on, you know, whether it's through Spotify or you know, websites, anything that you can pass along where they can get more information on you.
I'm definitely, like, that song in particular and several others I have on Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere that you stream music, I'll be on there under Carrie Lane, CarryLaine. And then I'm also on Facebook, all Instagram, all the social medias and all that, and try to keep it all updated with where I am, what I'm working on. So in pre-production for a new project too. So excited about that. But yeah, definitely CarryLaine. Check me out.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to take a break and we're going to come back with more with Larry the Music Man and Carrie Lane. And she is going to do a rendition of Jolene, which is going to be fun. So we'll have that here in a couple of minutes. The Gary Harris Show rolls on. And, of course, SEC Football Media Days continue from Atlanta. You heard from Kalen DeBoer. And we're going to talk more music with Carrie Lane and Larry the Music Man right after this.
I don't really know. Can't be the money. Lord knows I'm always broke.
Coming up on The Game with Ryan Fowler.
Coming up on the Wednesday edition of The Game, Alabama Day at SEC Media Days. Our coverage continues from the College Football Hall of Fame. We will sit down with the head football coach at the University of Alabama, Kalen DeBoer. We'll talk to some of these players. We'll have a chance to recap a lot of what Kalen DeBoer said. Starting at 2 p.m. on The Game with Ryan Fowler on Tide 100.9, 1230. WTBC, your home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
The longest running sports program in Tuscaloosa. The Game with Ryan Fowler. Weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m. on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
365, 24/7. You'll find road and utility crews, tow trucks, law enforcement, and first responders working along Alabama's roadway.
We're making improvements and helping our communities stay connected.
We're working hard to make sure you're safe on the road. Now we need your help to make sure we're safe too.
Alabama's move over law requires you to move over a lane when you see flashing lights on
the website, chowscountrybuffet.com. Call 205-810-8888. The all-new Chow's Country Buffet, Skyland Boulevard. Join us for a meal to remember.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Are you receiving unemployment? Your benefits could be at risk. Here's how you can protect yourself and your benefits. Never respond to mail notifying you of a false claim in your name. Never answer a text message asking you to verify your account. And only respond to official Alabama Department of Labor's social media pages. Report fraud at labor.alabama.gov/fraud. Brought to you by the Alabama Department of Labor, ABA, and the station. The Alabama Department of Labor is an equal opportunity employer program. Auxiliary aids and services available upon request to individuals with disabilities. Dial 711 for TTY accessibility.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Another hot, humid day today, partly to mostly sunny. A few spots could see a thunderstorm this afternoon or this evening. The high today, 95. The low tonight, 75. Tomorrow, partially sunny. Scattered storms by afternoon. The high, 92. I'm James Spann on the ABC 3340 Weather Center on Tide 100.9. It's 88 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're listening to the home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports. Tide 100.9.
Oh, play me some mountain music.
49, welcome back into the Gary Harris Show, our Larry the Music Man segment with Larry, Carrie Lane, a great singer who was on The Voice back in 2014 and still plays a lot of music, and we heard an original from her in the last segment. We're also going to work in a phone call with one of our listeners. But right now, let's get back. Is everybody punched through? All right, let's pick it back up with Carrie, and she's going to do the classic Jolene. Carrie, you back with us?
I'm here.
Larry, you here too?
I'm here.
Okay, great. I'm doing a lot of multitasking today. There's a lot going on here in the studio. All right, Carrie, let's crank out a little bit of Jolene for our listeners.
Awesome. And I have to say, this is perfect because I always tell people I had two goals in life when I was a little kid. One was to either be Dolly Parton and the other one was Vanna White. And Vanna White never retired.
There you go.
All right. Jolene, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, oh, please don't take him just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare with flaming locks of auburn hair with Irish skin, eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene.
Wow.
Oh, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene. Oh, please don't take him, even though you can. Oh, I said, please don't take him, even though you can.
Wow. Man.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I'm telling you what. There we go. Hit it. That is a, for folks that are listening, if you're a female vocalist, you don't take that one on unless you got some serious vocal range. Right, Carrie? That song's not for everybody.
No. Gary, let me say something before we get a caller. She wrote a song called Balls, and if you listen to that song on Spotify, that pretty well tells you who Carrie Lane is. You don't mess with the Rebel Rose. You don't mess with the Rebel Rose.
Stand up for yourself.
Yeah. I'm going to have to get the lyrics to that one. I have to approve that before we sing it on the air. All right. Well, Ragged Glory, we're getting, we got about 4 minutes left. Ragged Glory wants to jump on with y'all. Punch him through, Reed, because I'm scared I'll cut him off. Okay. Hang on. Because we can handle three calls at once. Okay. Chase, explain what we got to do to get him on.
Hey, Carrie, are you okay? Or Larry, one of you guys holding back? I'll put you guys back on the phone lines just to get Ragged Glory.
I'll hold back, Larry,
for a moment and let Ragged Glory get on with Carrie.
Okay, awesome.
All right, y'all handle the punching through here. I don't want to cut anybody off. So let me know when he's. All right, we got him. All right, Ragged Glory, you're on with Carrie. Larry is listening, but we've got him muted because we can only handle three mics at one time. Go ahead, Ragged Glory.
Okay, I got you. Man, Carrie, wow. Very good. Man, I'm a little choked up.
Wow.
You are phenomenal.
Thank you phenomenal. So much. You just made my whole day.
Well, yes, and I hope we get to hear you again. I hope Larry can patch me through to you. Wow, awesome!
Well, she hit those notes on Jolene. I was like, wow, myself. And Cowboy just texted Carrie Lane, bravo. So people are people are enjoying it.
The thing about it was she did it her own way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I see her soul and her spirit. Good job, girl. I will buy your CDs. Now, I do want to say something else right now. And this goes out to Sheriff. Got a little issue with this. Wednesdays are always my favorite day. You know that, Gary. You know that, Reed, Chase, Larry, Carrie. Yes, I mean, it's a wonderful day of the week to get to do these kinds of things.
All right. Thank Sheriff, you. So, go ahead. Quickly, Ragu, Lori.
Yes, I'm covered by the Freedom of Speech Act Amendment Number 1, and you will not muscle me up.
All right. Thank you, Ragu Lori. Appreciate that. All right, let's get Cowboy on with Carrie real quickly here before we have to close out the segment. Go ahead, Cowboy.
Hey, Carrie, enjoyed your singing there. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Now,
come on,
I got
Cowboy.
I got a friend that goes to Biloxi a lot. And where do you play down there in the Biloxi area?
Biloxi area, I play some of the casinos. I definitely play Ground Zero Blues Club, the one that I mentioned earlier. It's in Biloxi. Really cool venue. Definitely something if you haven't been there. They have blues, but they've embraced country music, rock music, a little bit of everything, because the coast over here loves it all.
Awesome. What do you think of that new girl from Alabama, Ella?
Langley?
She's pretty good. Yeah, Ella Langley.
I love her. I think she's got some sass and some soul and grit to her, and I think she is phenomenal.
Yeah, well, you sound like you do, too. And it's Ground Zero Blues Club at the
Definitely a spot that I visit often in Biloxi. And then there are several venues all the way into Past Christiane, all down here. The coast is in Mississippi and as well as Alabama is just really blessed to have a lot of venues that really support live music. And I cannot say enough about all the songwriters and live musicians in our area. You can go to almost any place down here and just hear people that could go toe-to-toe with anybody in Nashville.
Wow.
Awesome. I'm going to be in Gulf Shores, Orange Beach in 2.5 weeks. You ever get over that away?
I do sometimes. I sure do. And you, even if I'm not over there, there's a lot of really just incredible artists that play all down there.
Have you played Floribama, Carrie?
What is it?
Have you played the Floribama?
I have. Look, I was way too young to be in there, going in there. And that's the place that I went and saw the Frank Brown International Songwriters Festival. And I saw a writer play a song that I'd heard a million times on the radio, but with a completely different delivery because he wrote it. And I said, oh my God, I got to learn how to play guitar because that's what I'm supposed to do. You know, and I think I was like 14 or 15. In there, way too young to be in there. But that's what made me the place and the moment that made me want to do this.
Awesome.
Well, that's awesome. Well, spell your name out on your Facebook page so we all could hear it and follow you on it and keep up with you.
Yes, sir. It is Carry, and then it's Laine.
Thank you, Cowboy.
Thank you, Gary.
All right, we appreciate it. Let's get Larry back on to close out the segment. All right, Larry, you're back with us, and some good
stuff. Yeah, there's one thing Carrie didn't mention. I know we're on time. She won the Gulf Coast Writers Award.
Well, that's awesome.
Also, Carrie, thank you so much. Has meant a lot to me.
We'll do it again. I mean, we squeezed in a lot today with DeBoer and SEC Football Media Days and NASCAR, but I'm glad we got to keep the segment because I thought about trying to move it to tomorrow just because there's so much happening today with Alabama over at me, but I said, no, let's keep it on time, and I'm glad we did because people have enjoyed it. Carrie, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me on, Gary, and you are doing a phenomenal job juggling everything. I know today's a busy day.
Well, we appreciate you. Larry, we appreciate you as well, my man. And I'll probably be a little more available for text after today. So don't give up on me.
Carrie, thank you so much.
All right, thank y'all. That is a great Larry the Music Man segment today. And that's going to close it out for the show. This hour has been brought to you by Patterson Law Firm, and we appreciate their support. And also want to remind you, golf is here. And get by and make a tee time at Tall Pines, a hidden gym in Tuscaloosa, 205-556-1232. All right, we got to get on and get ready for Miller's Edge. It's been a fun day. It's been a busy day. I'll be back tomorrow with more SEC Media Days for Chase and Reed. I'm Gary. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a great day. Catch me on TV tonight with all your Media Days coverage on WVUA 23.
come on.